All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 26, 2021. We're going to begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to stand.
Please bow with me. Lord, we come to you today with humble hearts, Lord, and we just pray that you lead, guide, and direct us in all the decisions that we make today, Lord. We pray that you be with all the citizens and employees of Jefferson County. Lord, look over them and guide them and protect them, Lord. In your holy name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Pepo here?
No.
Not here? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for invitations for bid for airfield marking rehabilitation for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Highlight Airfield Services for a total amount of $205,138, which is 100% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file contract for request for statements of qualification, professional engineering services for drainage improvements, drainage ditch 110B and drainage ditch 107 under the CDBG recovery program project for Jefferson County with Whiteley Oliver Engineering LLC for a total amount not to exceed $186,000. There's a typo on that, but that is $186,000. In accordance with the Texas General Land Office contract number 20-065121C408 and pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C, I've been requested to table this item so that the members of the Commissioners Court might have the opportunity to speak with purchasing and the county attorney. Unless there's someone who on the court who has an objection, we'll move to item D. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a task order for FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Government Consulting to provide grant management advice for the BRIC program, the Flood Mitigation Assistance Grant, and the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program for a total estimate not to exceed $17,500 pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 2 CFR, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional service agreement with LJA Engineering for environmental consulting services for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a lump sum of $3,800. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a letter of authorization to master agreement between Jefferson County and Manitron, Inc., which is a business of All Momentum Technologies, for services to load 9 index book images and set up and configure software for recorder and PA to display images in the amount of $7,700 in accordance with the DIR contract number LGLCALIR-02. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 6 to request for proposals for inmate telephone services for Jefferson County with Global Telelink. This amendment will extend the contract from November 2nd, 2021 for additional 30 days until either party notifies the other in writing of its intention not to renew the agreement with at least 30 days notice prior to the expiration of the term. Item H is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on items A, B, and D through H?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 1, we have one item. Consider and possibly approve the hiring of Howard Sylvie III as Chief Deputy with Javon Pollard, Constable Precinct 1, in accordance with Local Government Code Chapter 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Is he here?
Sir?
I didn't hear. Okay, second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item. Consider possibly approving and authorize county judge to execute a lease amendment between Jefferson County and the GSA. The amendment incorporates Federal Aviation Rules Clause 52.223-99, ensuring adequate COVID-19 safety protocol for federal contractors into the lease to help decrease the spread of COVID-19. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2022 budget transfer, Beaumont maintenance, additional cost for van in the amount of $1,500. Item B is consider and approve the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for tax year 2021 for Jefferson County. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 488155 through 488383. And via addendum, item D is to receive and file articles of agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Jefferson County Sheriff's Association for the period October 12, 2021 through September 30th, 2025. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So
moved. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution to cast votes in the election of the Board of Directors for Jefferson Central Appraisal District for the 2022-2023 term of office provided by Section 6.03F of the Texas Property Tax Code. Which would
how many people
place 746 votes to Alexander Getz, who has previously been a member of the board. And item B is to receive and file executed Texas Historical Commission antiquities permit application form archaeology for the ExxonMobil Connector Pipeline Project. And via addendum, item C is to consider and possibly approve action on interlocal agreements with the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur, with a hopefully a motion that the agreement with the city of Beaumont can be done either one agreement or two separate agreements that incorporate all of the agreements that were outlined by Commissioner's Court in previous suggestions and offers to the city of Beaumont. And item D we've covered through under the purchasing agreement. We won't need to cover it under the purchasing agenda item, so we won't need to cover it here. Do I have a motion on these items under Commissioner? Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion?
And no discussion, Judge. I just wanted to make sure that they understood that we are open to either way. That's the way we submitted it, are two separate documents.
Yeah, so long as it incorporates what the Commissioner's Court agreed to previously in our office.
Correct.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have one item to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Kinder Morgan to repair and replace pipeline under Club Road. This project is located in Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under human resources, we have two items, one of which item A we discussed in a workshop previously this morning. Item A is consider and possibly approve and receive and file revisions to the Personnel Policies, Practices, and Procedures Manual for Section 11.8, Paid Quarantine Leave for Peace Officers and Detention Officers, in accordance with Texas House Bill 2073. Item B is consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Shedrick Evans, an employee of Road and Bridge Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved, Judge.
Who moved?
I did.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under risk management, we have one item to consider and possibly approve vehicle insurance renewal with National Liability and Fire Insurance Company for the Health and Welfare Department's Mobile Medical Unit effective December 3rd, 2021. For an annual premium of $6,781, which is a 2% increase from 2020. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have a couple of items. Item A is consider possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute an intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the United States Department of Justice Federal Bureau of Prisons Federal Correctional Complex in Beaumont, Texas. It's pursuant to relevant authority contained in federal and state law appropriate to the nature and scope of the emergency, including the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, 42 United States Code, Chapter 68, Section 5170 et sec. This agreement is intended to provide for mutual assistance during a natural disaster and or law enforcement emergency requiring prompt action and which is or threatens to be of such serious proportions that each party's resources alone are or may be inadequate to maintain the safety and security of the public, each party's prisoners, and or each party's staff. Item, and the rest of the agenda item is just a repeat. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Nicole L. Manuel for 23 years and 9 months of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. And item C is consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Sheriff Zena Stevens and Major Marshall Guillory to Seminole, Florida. For the period December 7th through 9th, 2021. The purpose of the travel is for training summit hosted by Smart Communications, which is a technology that the Sheriff's Office currently uses. Training will feature investigative technologies, contraband elimination technologies, grievances, education, and reentry strategies, and training and lodging is at no cost to the county. And via addendum, item D is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Scott D. Pepo for 13 years and 11 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on those items under Sheriff?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioners Alford and Bush and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular and addendums agenda. Now is the time for public comment. If an individual is present in the courtroom and would like to make public comments, you'd need to come to the lectern and state your name. If you're attending by phone, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line for the purpose of public comment. We are open. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. Let me take this off. And good morning, everyone in the building. My name is LaShawn Proctor. I have a contract with the county as far as the morgue removal. I received a letter today stating that... Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Is that all right? Yes, sir. I just came this morning to... I received a letter in my email in regards to the morgue contract. And a letter stated that, again, we could be in violation as far as soliciting as far as the calls are concerned. It's stated in a letter that there were two commissioners that I guess they were brought to, and that was a meeting that was held that we did not attend in regards to, I guess, some complaints that was said as far as that's concerned. One thing I just want to state to you all is myself and my business, I mean, I love Jefferson County, you know what I'm saying? And I want to do everything in my ability to make this county better as far as we representing, because I feel like in going out when someone has lost their loved one, we're a representation of the county. We're a representation of this city. And I do my best to represent this city to the best of my ability and hold my employees up to a certain standard as far as doing that as well, not to want to have any light upon myself nor the county, because anything that goes on is going to first shine light upon us and you as well. So we do our best to make sure that everything is done within the standards and in the guidelines of everything that's done. But I do understand that, again, our business is a business that I think is progressive in the funeral business. We are one of the newer funeral homes here, and we're progressively trying to move forward. We have different locations all across four different counties that surround this area. I'm now trying to put a crematory in because of our business and our business load that we're trying to do. So we're just progressive. But one thing that I find that when I got the letter is that it said that our contract could be in jeopardy of losing the contract.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm really confused here, okay, sir. You received a letter from whom?
Came from Jefferson County Purchasing Department. The headline says Ms. Deborah Lara Clark, Purchasing Clerk. Violation contract notice. This was dated October 26, 2021. It says violation contract IFB 18-051. Okay. Terms of contract more transport services for Jefferson County.
Okay, then it goes You are free, sir, to speak. I mean, you're more than welcome to speak, but I'm afraid probably nobody up here knows anything about that.
Well, on here, and not to say anything, just but on here it says that two commissioners came in and said that we were probably, and I'm not sure of the two commissioners, but it says that a complaint was done by one of the other funeral homes. And I'm aware that there was a complaint that was made by another funeral home that said that we were going, when the calls were going out. So I'm sorry, I don't want to take up too much of your time as well.
But no, I'm not worried about you taking time. My concern is that every week we have an agenda.
In
order to take action, we have to have posted an action item at least 72 hours in advance so the public will know what we're doing.
Okay.
I just want you to know that there's no action that we can take today under the Open Meetings Act.
Well, maybe I'm jumping the gun. I didn't know. Maybe I'm just jumping the gun.
Let me speak to him. It was brought to my attention as the liaison over public health. Things were brought to my attention. If you need to visit with us,
yes,
you need to give a call, set up a meeting with us, because it was brought to our attention, and we followed the protocol that Jefferson County would need to follow by reviewing the contract, forwarding it on to the DA's office. So if you need to discuss it, you can contact me personally.
Yes, sir. I'll do that.
It wasn't purchasing. It was brought to our attention.
Yes, sir.
And it was more than one.
Okay, well, apparently there is somebody up here who knows something about it. I didn't know anything
And I'm sorry, like I said, maybe I jumped the gun, and I understand. And again, I'll do that. I'll do the protocol that needs to be done. I'll reach out to the other commissioners, and then we'll sit down. And I would just like to, I guess it's one of the things of, it's like accusations. If someone is going to accuse you, then I think I'd just like to have, you know, to be able to be a part of that round table. You know, to where we can all just be, because sometimes there's resolutions.
Mr. Park,
you know, yes, sir. Thank you.
Cut you off for a second. We followed our protocol in house. There's a contract. That contract is with Jefferson County. Our person is the purchasing agent, so we have to bring it to the purchasing agent. From there, it goes to our DA's office because of the complaint that was filed.
Yes, sir.
We had no options with it, and that's why I was advising you. Give me a call. We'll sit up and sit down and talk.
I understand. Yes, sir, and I appreciate it. I just don't understand the protocol. I put that on me, you know, and you learn. It's a learning process, and I'll learn it, and I'll make sure that I handle that accordingly.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else who wishes to make public comment?
Judge, I would like to make a public comment. And Carrie, I want to thank you guys. Vernice, I think she's here. You guys did an excellent job. I reviewed the paid quarantine leave, peace officer, detention officer. I know you was put under under the gun because of the way it was written, but by doing due diligence, this is a good policy. I think it benefit us all around.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Sheriff is retro, as we said. We want to make sure you know in this publicly stated. That conclude me.
Okay. Anyone else? Any elected officials? Any member of the public? I would note that our trauma service area COVID infections are down to 5.3%. In the county, we're down to about 6.3%, which is moving in the right direction, we're thankful to say. We had 30 cases over the weekend of new cases. The numbers continue to go down of new infections every day. I think Sunday we had 15 seen in our infusion center and 22 yesterday. And we continue to see, thankfully, I'm very thankful for this, that our infusion center is seeing the business it had, because it keeps people from getting hospitalized, and it's a higher number than what we're seeing in other parts of the state, even though our new infection rate is lower than other parts of the state. So that just means that people are aware of the service, they're taking advantage of it, they're protecting our hospitals from more significant cases. So all very good trends locally that I'm pleased to see, and I hope that anybody who does get a new infection, even though those numbers are down real low, will take advantage of the infusion center and hopefully avoid more significant disease processes. So anything further from any member of the public or any member of the court or any elected official? If not, I thank you all for being here today, and we are adjourned.